The U.S. Figure Skating Championships are being held this week in Boston. Some big names will not be competing. One is Naomi Nari Nam, the 15-year-old who finished second to Michelle Kwan 2 years ago. She withdrew because of a hip injury. USA Today columnist Christine Brennan says many skaters have been plagued by injuries lately.
Michelle Kwan has a sore back, and she takes care of herself, takes precautions that none of the other skaters take in terms of stretching. Sasha Cohen, the bright young star from last year, has a stress fracture in her the lower part of her back, and she has really been deciding whether she's going to compete or not. She probably will. Michael Weiss has had back injuries. He's had a toe injury. Tim Gable, the great jumper, has an injured knee right now. And all of these people are the stars of the show. You might say, well, how is this different from football or whatever? I mean, sports have injuries. The difference here for me is that this is being caused by the pounding on these bodies. And when it's a young girl, 15, 16 years old, where she's still developing, that's a tremendous amount of jumping over, it's 100 tons a week if it's a 100-pound girl. That's a lot of force and pressure on a little girl's body.
Might also be the frequency of competition. I mean, skating is on the tube all the time now.
Right, you are. And that's another interesting point. Since the whack heard around the world, which was, of course, the Tanya Nancy episode from January of 1994, figure skating has grown incredibly in popularity, as we know. You and I talk about it a lot more than you probably ever imagined you'd be discussing figure skating. But that is part and parcel of the problem. You are absolutely right. The sense that it's on all the time. So if you've got shows and if you've got competitions and the networks want it, then you've got to obviously have the skaters. So what used to happen back in the days of Dorothy Hamill or Peggy Fleming is the skaters would compete in the fall and into the winter. They'd finish with the World Championships or the Olympic Games, and they'd basically have the rest of the year off until they'd gear up again in October or November. Now, it's 365 days a year.
Now, do these national championships have any bearing on next year's Olympics?
They do in one way, Bob, and it's a numbers game. It's the math. What happens is that the national championships now this week in Boston will determine the U.S. team for the world championships in Vancouver, British Columbia, in March. And at that competition, how the U.S. skaters do in the men's, the women's, the pairs, and the dance will determine the number of spots the United States gets at the Salt Lake City Olympic Games 13 months from now. So that's the significance of this. It's kind of the building block going to Salt Lake City.
Big cloud of scandal over the Salt Lake City Olympics. Do skaters think about that?
No, they don't. And in fact, I think once they light the flame, they won't care about what happened 2 years ago. They'll want to know, how is Peekaboo Street doing in the downhill? Is she going to compete? How is Michelle Kwan doing? Can she hold off the teeny boppers? Can she win that elusive gold medal? And all the other incredible stories from hockey and bobsled and luge and everything else. So, no, I don't think we'll care one iota about that scandal once the Olympics begin.
Christine Brennan is a columnist for USA Today.